Hey, this is Faye.
This is Vera.
This is Taylor.
And this is our podcast.
What are your thoughts on insane asylums?
Well, I've watched a lot of, documentaries and podcasts about it. And I think, in my opinion, it was horrible because on my research, a lot of, the people they put in asylums were either men who want to divorce their wives, automatically, or people with needs like autistic kids.
I personally feel like people should not go there because they don't get treated the way that they should do. Mm-hmm. And in my research that I found, they would restrain them and abuse them, and they would keep kids in cages. So I personally feel like it's not a good place to go.
So what I think about it personally is that, from my research as well, is that
about the shooting in Florida, all the shootings have been going around in schools, and he was just saying that a lot of the murderers or shooters are angry and antisocial individuals, or they just have something just wrong with them.
I feel like insane asylums would be good if we actually had people who would take care of the illness people.
Yeah.
And, get treated the way they're supposed to, because they're clearly sick and they can't help themselves.
And I feel like the people who get put into them, they should check them, because, mm-hmm. back in the 1800s, women were just put in there for, men automatically wanting to divorce them.
Yeah.
Or they couldn't take care of them. I think they should check that before they get, checked into, an asylum, because I wouldn't think that would be fair.
I also saw that a lot of people who, didn't want, their relatives there, they would put in these mental hospitals, which is obviously not good, and they should do what Faye said.
One of my research, I found out that in the 1819s, the mentally ill people were treated poorly, and they're believed it was caused, their illness, they believed it was caused by, demons or witchcraft or, angry gods, and they would do exorcism on the people.
See, I don't really think that's, true.
Yeah, I
think they should just be treated.
I don't believe in that.
I mean, I feel like if you have something crazy wrong with you, if you're crazy sick in a way where you think things are, you hear things are coming after you, or, why you have to be put in an insane asylum, I feel like there's obviously something connecting to that instead of just being born with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I listen to a lot of murder podcasts, and there would be people who saw the murder and be he had a blank expression in his face, he had no emotion.
Yeah, I feel like there's something in your mind,
in your brain.
Yeah, that's wrong, something, causing you to do that, or because obviously if you murder someone and don't care at all, there's,
I have no feeling.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, and I truly believe it's not you. If you do that, I feel like it's not your yourself
doing
that.
It. It's,
I feel like something else,
yeah,
is controlling you to do that or something.
Or there's just something in your head that thinks that it's okay, but it's not,
yeah,
okay. And I just listened to a lot of podcasts like that. There's this one about this guy who, he said that there was something in his head telling him to kill the guy next to him. The guy next to him was gonna kill him. And, he did horrible stuff to him, and then he got sent to, a hospital, an insane asylum. And he was there for, 20 years, and he recovered, and now he's, out in our world, and people don't think that's fair. But I truly believe that people who are like that could get better. I think they could get better.
It depends, because some people who go to jail for
But I feel like jail people go to jail mostly for petty crime. I feel like people, like, a lot of people who, like, are murderers, like, they still have a family. Like, some people that are in jail, like, they just shot somebody because, like...
In, India, from my research... there were, like, really bad conditions and close to, like, jail conditions, and they'd be, like, really mistreated. Some people, like, even committed suicide in their insane asylums. And the reason, like, why some of them, like, go there is because their relatives can't afford their prescriptions. So, yeah, that's why.
So, in a lot of my research, like, in my news... research, there was this thing about in 2018 with our president Donald Trump. He was saying that he was going to he's going to open up more, like, he's going to open up more, what's it called, open up more asylums. And how do you guys, like, how do you, like, feel that our president Trump wants to reopen up mental institutions, like asylums?
I think, honestly, like, it could be good and bad, because the people who go there are obviously, like, they need to go there because of their mental health. It's obviously not good. But, like, the conditions there are just, like, really bad from, like, my research. And that's, like, not good, because they're people that need help and not people that should be abused more.
And a lot of them, like, were saying that, like, because, you know, like,
so how would you picture an asylum?
Well, I always pictured it, like, really creepy, like, in the movies, to be really scary, and, like,
I always think it's really dark,
and, like, I feel like it looks like a prison, but, like, my research, a lot of people say that they, like, felt like they were in a prison, like, in, like, the documentaries I watched about, like, people that were actually in it, they said they felt like they were prisoners.
Yeah, I've seen, when I was on my research and my websites, I've seen pictures of the, like, inside the insane asylum, where the patients were really skinny and they were, like, in a really small room in a cell, and it was, like, kind of scary. I know I wouldn't want to be.
What I've seen on, like, when I'm, like, on YouTube, like, on my recommended, I've seen, like, these weird machines that they use to, like, do electric shocks on in their heads to see if they can, like, fix whatever's, like, wrong with them. And then I'll just see, like, all these tools that they use, like, for surgery, I guess, and
a lot of times, like, they would just hurt them, like, they wouldn't even, it would be surgery, it would just be, like, hurt them, because, like, you know, when old people, like, with their teeth are rotting, you can't really do anything about it, or, like, they would just, like, they weren't able, like, us, we could brush our teeth, and we could clean our teeth, they couldn't do that, so, like, they would literally pull out their rotten teeth,
like, experiments,
and, like, they would abuse them for no reason, like, they would abuse them even if they were crying, they would just, like, hurt them for no reason.
And, like, from what I saw in my research, like, people would quote on
how, like, I was, like, looking into my research to see how, like, if women were treated differently, and a lot of my research, it wasn't really, like, differently, it was, like, a lot of, like, women were just put in there for, like,
for,
like,
no reason,
like, from their husbands, like I said, or, like, women on the street, people on the street who were just begging for food, people would automatically think
they're crazy, but
really, they're not. Like, a lot of people who, like, were put into asylum weren't really crazy. They became crazy when they were put into the asylum.
I recently read that nowadays, and, like, you know, the more, like, today's world, insane asylums are, like, becoming less popular.
Mm-hmm. They're taking them down.
Mm-hmm. They're, like, they're becoming abandoned and everything because of the way that they ran the institution and everything.
So there is this lady, Raza, that documented it. So this lady, Raza, documented the conditions inside the asylums from my research behind walls of a mental hospital, and she was saying that
people would commit suicide inside the hospitals because their relatives would dump them there because they didn't want them anymore. Or people would leave them because they couldn't afford prescription drugs for them.
A lot of, like, the people that I, like, the people, like, that were thrown in, like, I feel like they're either, like, either really young or, like, super old people that they thought were crazy. And I just think that it's just unfair for people who aren't actually, like, crazy. It's, like, not, I don't think it's fair at all.
It's fair. And I'm pretty sure that's, like, one of the reasons why asylums aren't as popular as they were during the 1800s or the 1900s.